This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. It's Thursday, close enough to another spring weekend, and it's time for our weekly preview of entertainment choices around Charlotte. Today, we're joined by Andy Smith, arts and culture editor for Charlotte Magazine. Welcome back, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for those who are ready to kick off the weekend now, one option tonight is a concert by this artist.
Take me to your river.
That's 29-year-old Grammy Award-winning R&B soul singer Leon Bridges from Fort Worth, Texas. He's been likened at times to Otis Redding and Sam Cooke. So, Andy, tell us a little bit more about Leon.
Well, I think it's difficult to do this kind of genre that's a throwback and not seem affected. And I think that's what Leon Bridges' great talent is. He's able to sort of harken back to this while creating something fresh and young at the same time. He first broke through with that Coming Home song, which was a huge hit. And then from there has sort of continued to evolve while maintaining sort of the roots in that vintage sort of sound.
Mm-hmm. And Bridges has performed at the White House for former President Obama. He opened for the Rolling Stones on tour in Europe. Quite diverse and not bad for a guy still in his 20s.
Absolutely. And the cool thing, I think it'll go, this is an outdoor venue, the Charlotte Metro Credit Union Amphitheater, which rolls right off the tongue. This is the season where these outdoor concerts start, and I think he's like a really great way to start that off.
All right, great. So that's tonight. Let's talk about an annual event that's back on the calendar this weekend, the Charlotte Black Film Festival at the Convention Center. Tell us a bit about the background and some highlights for this year.
Yeah, this is a great festival. we've done a few stories on it in the past, and it's not only the films that are being premiered, like you would any film festival, but there are also workshops, sort of industry meetups, that kind of thing. And it shows that there's still a thriving film community here, even if the film tax credit has gone in and out. And especially when you look at what African-American cinema is doing right now and the swell of activity, there's the Tonight premiere, which is the opening ceremony. We get to meet the filmmakers and do the whole red carpet thing. And then throughout the weekend, there are all these screenings at the Charlotte Convention Center. So there's a ton of activity, a ton of things to do, and you can kind of do it a la carte. You can kind of go in and decide what you want to opt into and opt out of, and you can get a day pass, a couple day pass, that kind of thing.
And there's more of a philosophy behind this than just providing entertainment, right?
Well, you can see that there's a strengthening of community here. You have workshops that are about maintaining your health as a filmmaker, knowing the ins and outs of the financial side of the industry. And there's a real local investment there as well. When you see a professor like Rodney Stringwell from UNCC, who has a film premiering there. So it's the sort of holistic look at the filmmaking industry, both on a local and international level.
Excellent. Also on Saturday, there's an artist talk, two artists actually, at Hodges Taylor Gallery. Who are the featured artists?
This is Amy Herman, who's also co-director of Goodyear Arts over at Camp North End. And then you have Micah Cash, who's also a photographer and painter. And what they did here is it's sort of a photographic conversation. For several weeks, they sent each other a photo that was a response to a previous photo. So what emerges is both a conversation and these sort of separate narratives. And it's the exhibition is staged in this really interesting way where you can kind of see those conversations kind of take place in these different doses.
Mm-hmm. And so the artist talk, I believe, is Saturday morning?
Saturday morning. You're seeing a lot of galleries in the area do things like this with Gerald Melberg Gallery or SoCo, where they're inviting people to come meet the artist behind the exhibition. It's just another layer of seeing what goes behind the art and to learn a bit about their process, which can be a mysterious thing at times.
So exactly when and where on that event?
It'll be 10:30 a.m. at Hodges Taylor Consultancy, which is in South End.
Okay, great. And Andy, one more Saturday option. It's the Moo and Brew Craft Beer and Burger Festival, an afternoon event at the Avid Exchange Music Factory. Not sure this one requires a lot of explanation.
No. Burgers and beer and lots of music. You have the band Everclear, but you also have the local act, Junior Astronomers. It's just one of those ways to kick off the good weather happening in the area, hopefully for good now, for at least for a while. It's just a great time, and it all goes to Second Harvest Bank. So, you know, you're also having good time for a good cause. So,
all right. Quite a busy weekend coming up, and there's a start on it from Andy Smith, arts and culture editor for Charlotte Magazine. Andy, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mark.